Last month, I attended the Upper Midwest Audubon Conference, at which the keynote speaker was a scientist named Bridget Stuchberry. She's written an important and wonderful book titled Silence of the Songbirds, in which she discusses eloquently and with sound facts and reasoning the declining numbers of many songbirds, especially neotropical migrants, and what some of the reasons are for their imperilment. Dr. Stuchberry has done a great deal of research in the tropics, and so the biggest section of the book, which covers over a third of the pages, is devoted to the importance of tropical habitat for northern birds during the winter. Even though it's easy to find birds in marginal disturbed habitat in the tropics, Dr. Stuchberry and other researchers have discovered that our birds in marginal habitat have elevated levels of corticosterone, the stress hormone, have poorer nutrition, migrate north later, and have poorer nesting success than those birds in quality habitat. Then Bridget Stuchberry discusses pesticides in a chapter that is all the more alarming because it's so well documented. Next, she discusses the dangers of lighted towers, tall buildings, and other structures to nocturnal migrants and the critical importance of quality stopover sites for exhausted migrating birds. Then Silence of the Songbirds has a chapter about cowbirds, cats, egg predators, and other bird stalkers. And the final regular chapter is about quality habitat in the northern breeding range of our songbirds. Bridget Stuchberry adds an eloquent epilogue with one page about seven specific actions we can take to protect birds. Silence of the Songbirds makes a rather good companion to my book, 101 Ways to Help Birds, which focuses on exactly the same issue she does and more. My book does not have as much research showing exactly how much trouble birds are in, and her book doesn't have as many specific actions we as individuals can take to help the situation. Together, they make as complete a case as you could find for learning about the problems birds face and what we can do about them. Silence of the Songbirds, written by Bridget Stuchberry and published by Walker, is available in bookstores everywhere. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.